We seek happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness we declared in the Declaration of Independence. Well, there are different things that bring people happiness. There was a new bank that opened up a branch next to a cemetery, and the young manager had the following advertisement: "We know you can't take it with you, but we have an opportunity for you to be close to it." Saint Francis, when he was traveling with his monk, and if you remember, Saint Francis, the founder of Franciscan, was a deacon. He was never ordained a priest. And his friend said, "We're approaching a monastery, Saint Francis. What would be the greatest happiness?" He was thinking of a good meal, a nice place to stay. And Saint Francis says, "You know what would be the greatest happiness? If people turned us away from their door, if they yelled at us, if they disrespected us, because then our intentions would be pure and we would be like the Savior who was judged unjustly, sentenced to death, and he was abandoned by the very people that he loved." In other words, in this world, what's necessary is purity of intention. Why am I doing the good things I am doing? Is it to be honored by other people, or is it simply to become a good human being? And so the saints used to say, to value your life, you need to do things because they need to be done. You need to do good things because you want to become a good person. And sometimes when people misunderstand you or disrespect you, it's a great time to renew the purity of your intention before God and say to yourself, the only person in this world that it matters to is that God understands that my intentions are sincere and my actions are motivated by good intentions. Today in the gospel, as I said in the Ukrainian thing, it sounds kind of harsh. He who loves mother or father, brother or sister, child, more than me is not worthy of me. What does that mean? That the truth of Christ is more valuable than the affection that we receive, especially from those who are close to us. I remember once talking to a grandparent who said, "Well, my children are not living well, but as long as they're happy." It's very difficult to preach the gospel in your own family. It's one of the most difficult things to do, but Christ calls us to do that. When your child, husband, wife, grandchild, parent is doing something wrong, true love is pointing it out very charitably, very nicely, but we all know it's a very dangerous thing to do. If you want to make an enemy, you tell someone they're doing something wrong. That's why today, the first Sunday after Pentecost, we pray to the Holy Spirit, to the same Lord that told us, "Be cunning as a serpent, but gentle as a dove." Lord, give us the wisdom and the words to say the right thing in a kind manner when we have to point out something wrong to our own family. And also, give us the courage to accept reproof and reprimand when someone in my family tells me, "This is wrong. You're not doing the right thing." It takes a lot of humility to say, "I'm sorry, I know this isn't right. I'll try to be better." So this is the first Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday of All Saints, that reminds us we are called to be saints. It's not an easy way, but it's the true pursuit of happiness. You can either go after dysfunction or you can go after holiness. The choice is ours. Slava Isusu Christu.